Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Jackie Perry with J. Perry & Associates and Marketing Chair for NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We want to welcome you to another wonderful Wednesday and to this episode of NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. Now, we've got a special program for you this morning because we have another special host, Ms. Rachel Moore, who will be conducting an interview with several NABWIC members who attended the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer meeting. Now, it wasn't just any meeting. This was the first annual Water and Sewer Career Workshop, where there were lots of students in attendance. They provided scholarships. The students got a wide variety of experience, knowledge, and information, and their lives were just made richer. Now, I'm not going to go into all of the details because that's what you're going to hear about in just a moment. So without further ado, we do want you to listen to this broadcast where, again, as a result of our first annual Water and Sewer Career Workshop, there were a lot of benefits and return on investment for everyone. So you're going to hear about those in just a few minutes. We do want to invite you to just visit our Blog Talk Radio at any time on the air. You can actually visit our website, NABWIC, NABWIC.org, and you can access those broadcasts from there. So we want you to tune in and listen not only to this one, but for any of the previous shows that are there. There are a wide variety that will be there for your listening pleasure. So once again, without further ado, we want you to tune in and listen to the experience, relive the experience again of those participants in the first annual Water and Sewer Career Workshop. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hard-working ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. How are you this morning? My name is Lindsay Hassan. I am with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We have a special...
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Rachel Moore. Very excited to be on the line this afternoon. We welcome each and every one of you, and we thank you so much for calling in. This is NABWIC. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of black women in construction, and we welcome you to our show today. Today, we will be talking about We will be talking to the members and the participants and just going over and recapping the incredible water and sewer career workshop that we had last Tuesday, the 22nd. Yes, that was just a couple of days ago. We will have participants on the show today. We will have students on the show today and, of course, our NABWIC members. It was an awesome and a very incredible event. We're starting off with something great, and we welcome each and every person on the line to go ahead, raise your hand, especially if you attended the event. Go ahead and press 1. Share your story. Talk about the experience. Talk about what happened there and what it means to the future of Black women in construction, what it means to the future of everyone in construction, where the industry is going, what's happening, and all of the opportunities that are opening up right now. Many, many companies are preparing for what's going to be happening in the water and sewer industry, especially over the coming years. We're talking about over $13 billion of new money getting pumped into this industry in a lot of different areas, and people are preparing to become a part of it. Young people are getting trained to become a part of it and to participate and start careers. And this workshop was the beginning of a pilot program where we're going to be assisting and helping young people or young professionals or maybe even people that are changing careers, college graduates. There are opportunities in every area, and we want people to know about them. So spread the word. Feel free to go ahead and forward the text if you receive the text. Send out an email. Send the link so people can go ahead and tune into the show and listen and participate. Share on Facebook. Post on Twitter or tweet on Twitter. If you have an Instagram account, any of the social media avenues, let's get the word out so that people of all backgrounds are able to participate by knowing the information. And so what I want to do right now is just get right in there. We want to start off with a few people that were there, and we're hoping that they'll jump on and share their story. I'm going to start out with a young lady named Angela. We're going to open the line with her right now. Angela, good afternoon. So glad that you're on the line. I know that you were there at the event. You were a part of planning the event. You've put a lot of energy towards this. And I would like you to just share with everyone listening what the event was like and what you see for the future of people in this industry and the future of this project.
All right. Rachel, it was such an honor for me to serve as co-chair for the first annual Water and Sewer Utilities Career Workshop. Just awesome to have the turnout, the participation that we had, not only from the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Department, but also from our sponsors. I mean, they just came out in groves to help us participate. It was awesome that out of the 50 students that we invited to participate, we had 10 scholarships that were going to be issued to actually the participants. And at the end of the day, we were able to award scholarships to all of the students. When I say all of the students that were there participating. So for me, it was a total success. I truly look forward to working with the team as we unveil the implementation of this water and sewer pilot program, which we are hopeful that the actual sponsors will be able to serve as mentors to the students that were there that actually received the scholarship. So it was a total success, and I am just in awe with the participation that we had from the different companies, all of our sponsors, and inclusive of the Water and Sewer Department.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And stay on the line. We're hoping that you'll be able to participate again, maybe answer some of the questions. We will probably have some folks on today that were not at the event, and based on all of the things that you all will be sharing today, they may have a couple of questions. So if you're around, chime in. And thanks so much for being a part of the show, Angela.
Oh, not a problem at all.
Thank you so much. So next up, we have Ms. Angela Johnson. I'd love for you to just jump in, share your experience, what you liked best about the event, and how do you think it's going to contribute to our community.
Yes, Ebony is here, and I have with me Anthony James, who is one of the participants, and he's going to share with you now his experience.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. We have several people listening, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, I would like to share that I'm from D.A. Dorsey Technical College, and I'm happy that I was arranged to attend the event on Tuesday. I got to meet many people, and I explore, and get texts and everything, cards, so I can follow up on the event and start my career. And I would just like to say I had a nice time, and thank you for everything.
Awesome, Anthony. Listen, while you were there, I know you were able to meet several people. They shared with you what their experience was like being professionals in this industry already and told you their stories. Can you talk about anything that you heard there from some of the people that are already in the water and sewer industry that interested you the most?
Yes, I spoke with people from water and sewer, and I also shared a couple of conversations and stories with other people from the APAC, and it was MCM, and I had a great interest in what they were saying, and I hope I interest them in what I was telling them, and how to start a career with them construction engineering, and that's what I shared with them.
Awesome. Well, listen, we definitely want to thank you for participating, for showing up. That's the first step. And listen, continue to spread the word to your friends, to other people in your community, to people that you know are looking for an opportunity. Let them know that this opportunity is out here. This show will be archived. They can come in and listen to the show, get in touch with the ladies of NABWIC, and plug in, because we really do want to spread the word. And anyone out there that wants to position themselves to take advantage of what this industry and this time has to offer, we definitely want them to be able to and not to miss it based on just not knowing about it. So do your part with participating yourself and also spread the word to others that are around you. Okay, Anthony?
Yes, thank you, and have a nice day. Thank you.
Awesome, and thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Yes.
So now, as others jump on the line, raise their hands and get prepared to share, I'm just going to take a moment to talk about the press release that went out the day a couple of days before the event. And in reading this release, I'm hoping to allow everyone on the line right now to maybe understand better what we're up to here with NABWIC and with the Water and Sewer Department. So this is a Miami-Dade press release. Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Department to participate in the National Association of Black Women in Construction Careers Workshop. This is dated June 20th, 2016. The Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Department will participate in the National Association of Black Women in Construction Water and Sewer Utilities Careers Workshop, 8 a.m. on Tuesday, June 21st, at the 94th Aero Squadron Restaurant. And remember, this is an event that has passed. This event took place last Tuesday, and we are talking about it, but there will be more events in the future, and I just want to share with everyone what the purpose of the event was. The purpose of the Water and Sewer Utilities Careers Workshop is to develop a pipeline for young adults who are interested in careers within the water and sewer industry, including operations, management, construction, and engineering. The workshop provides participants with useful information about the water and sewer industry, as well as providing professional and technical training skills that will allow them to apply for open positions within the industry. This workshop also fosters mentorship opportunities between participants and WASD staff, as well as members of the other participating professional organizations. The development of the Water and Sewer Utilities Careers Workshop is the first step in developing a local workforce pipeline, says NABWIC founder Ann McNeil. And just to share, Ann McNeil is definitely on the line today, and hopefully she will share a little later. Ann McNeil continues in this press release to say, it's important to provide young people with a roadmap to success and giving them the opportunity to network with industry professionals is key. Also, we heard we have a quote from Director Lester Sola. He is the director of Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Department, and he will be a future guest on our show. And here's what he had to say. We remain committed to hiring locally and participating in workshops and training sessions for our local workforce, said WASD Director Lester Sola. We're excited about partnering with NABWIC and giving participants insight on opportunities within our department. The press release also provided contact information for our president, Shirley Everett, and also information direction to the WASD website, which is the Water and Sewer Department website. So, guys, we have those links available on our website. The phone numbers are available. The media contact was Ms. Summer Davis. We're going to continue to spread the word. We're looking for you to also do your part. So I'm going to come back over into the studio and see who has their hand raised to maybe share. So next up, we have Shirley. She's also one of our valued members of NABWIC, and we'd love for you to share, Shirley, your experience with this industry and with this workshop.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Shirley Everett, and I'm the president of the South Florida chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. This workshop was the first that has ever been done in Miami-Dade County. It was so heartwarming to see how much we are helping the community by creating this workshop and having the Utilities Department of Water and Sewer for Miami-Dade County come together to offer career opportunities for those in need. It was an awesome event. We had so many additional partners. We had A&Es there. We had general contractors. We had consultants. And we had people that were members also. And everyone shared the joy of having this workshop to give to our community.
Awesome, Shirley. I know that you put a lot of work into this workshop, a lot of thought into it, a lot of the planning, the way the concept came about, and realizing that we have a need for something like this in our community. What do you see as it relates to the future? I mean, where do you see this really going, and how do you see the opportunity panning out for people in our community, but also up-and-coming small businesses and companies, different construction firms, and how this workshop is going to contribute to helping those firms grow?
The Water and Sewer Department, with the consent decree, has about $13 billion in construction-related dollars to spend. So what I see for contractors, for people who are seeking employment in the water industry, is enormous. I mean, the Water and Sewer Department, from what I understand, is going to lose about 200 or 300 employees because they're retiring. So this opportunity is giving our community the advantage of getting some of those jobs that they would never have done before.
Wow. Well, we're so excited about this opportunity. And listen, I know that there are firms with all types of different specialties that are preparing, that are getting their licenses together, getting their their certifications and everything together to make sure that they're set up and prepared to participate in this big boom in water and sewer. So listen, thanks for being a part of the show, Shirley. Thanks for being the president of NABWIC and for all that you do. We're going to take a quick moment now to go over and have a brief commercial break, and we'll come back and interact with more of you that are on the line that participated in this incredible event.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Awesome. We are back, and we thank each and every one of you for calling in and being a part of our show today. Remember, spread the word, forward the text, jump on Facebook and share. Send a tweet on Twitter if you have Instagram or any of the other social media outlets. Make sure that you get the word out. This show will be archived. You'll be able to listen to it in the future. The link will be provided. You will be able to forward that link to whoever you like and have them to listen to this show, even if they are not listening to it right now live. They will be able to listen to this show and get this incredible information about what is going on with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and what is going on in the water and sewer industry in our area. So next up, we definitely want to hear from our founder of NABWIC. She is the first female GC or female black GC in all of Florida, and we're very proud of her. We're very inspired by her. She is our visionary. Let's go ahead and have her join and share. Take over, Ms. Ann McNeil.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And like Shirley and Angela and the students and our sponsors, we are still talking about what happened on this Tuesday, which was the 21st of June, regarding the Water Utilities Career Workshop. And, again, this is our first. But when you think about the level of support and the level of leadership that participated with us in this event, starting off with the vision, we had over 30 different organizations and associations that volunteered to help make this a great success. I mean, individuals and firms like Marsha Jackman with Ballin. We had Career Source, and their entire organization was involved. Thank you also to Dr. Dupree and the school. And Dr. Dupree, I hope you're able to come on and make some comments, because it was just so inspiring to see the support from your students and the training that you've already done. So I hope someone would be able to come on and just share who you are and what you do. And we also want to just keep in mind that the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer entered into a federally mandated consent decree with the United States Environmental Protection Agency. And as a result of that, they have a $1.6 billion over the next 15 years, plus an additional probably almost about $10 billion that they are going to be investing in the water and sewer improvements, and in particular, our focus for the careers in particular was for utilities. And I was sharing with a friend that if you were to ask me what was one of the highlights, one of the many highlights for me was an individual who came early, and he actually worked for Miami-Dade Water and Sewer. He came in early to register, and I introduced myself, and I thanked him for participating. And he turned to me, and there were only maybe two or three of us at the event at that time because we started at 8:30. And he turned to me and he said, "Thank you. You're thanking me?" I said, "Yes, I just want to thank you on behalf of our organization for volunteering and coming out to support this event." He said, "Miss McNeil, I want to thank you." And I said, "You want to thank me?" He said, "Yes." I said, "But why would you want to thank me?" He said, "Because I have worked at this department for over 20-plus years, and this is the very first time that I've ever been asked to come out into the public and talk about who I am and what I do in the area of utilities." And so, Rachel, for me, that was the beginning of the morning, and it was such a highlight because on the panel, when you just think about the stories that the individuals were sharing from the staff level and all the way through the management level, and then for the students, Shirley opens up the every luncheon we do this every month with a different industry, and she always opens with her 30-second commercial, so I hope she's able to give that before we get off the line. But also she allows everybody in the room to say who they are, and it goes very quickly, but to just hear the stories of the individuals that were in the room as they introduced themselves, I could go on and on and on, Rachel. I will not go on and on, but it was just a very encouraging and inspiring opportunity for many of us to really get to meet and greet individuals that normally would not be able to participate in the same room at the same time in an event like this. So it really kicked off, like Shirley said earlier, the first of many, and I want to just again thank all of the individuals that volunteered and all of the organizations that volunteered, because there were so very, very many. I don't want to not continue to give that thanks. All right, Rachel, so those are my comments, and I'll come back, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann, and we definitely would like to hear from you again towards the end of our show. Now we're going to go back over to Miss Ebony Johnson. She does have a few other students that participated and showed up, and they were a part of the event on Tuesday. So first, Ebony, we'd like to hear a little of your reaction to the event, what you see it doing in the community, what you see it doing for your organization. Let us know about the organization that you're representing and what you all do in general, and tell us a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about your reaction to this incredible event.
Absolutely. Again, my name is Ebony Johnson, and I'm representing D.A. Dorsey Technical College under the leadership of Dr. Angela Thomas Dupree. I have to say that when this program came to our school and the partnership came to Dr. Dupree, she was elated about giving these students an opportunity for a career in water and sewer. That's what we do here at D.A. Dorsey. We are a technical college making sure people in this community can get the certifications that are needed in order to find a career that they can be successful in. And so when this opportunity came, she went head in making sure that our students were ready, making sure that they were prepared, and making sure that they had all of the information they needed to be at that workshop. I actually had the opportunity to go to the workshop myself. I was 100% impressed in just the structure, in the way that the program was set up, all of the professionals and people that were there giving of their time, giving of their information. The roundtable experience that each of the children or the students went to gave them an opportunity to speak with those professionals on a one-on-one basis, gave them an opportunity to ask the kind of questions that you don't usually get to ask when you're in such a large group. But when you're in a one-on-one roundtable
in the middle
and you're around with three or four people and you're there getting that opportunity to ask those kind of questions made it very meaningful for the youth that was there. They came back to the school. They were excited. They shared with their family and their friends. We announced it over the announcements here at the school. So it really changed the dynamics around the school, knowing that there are people in the community that are looking out for their welfare and providing opportunities for them to have a career and put monies in their pockets so that they can feed and take care of themselves and family. And that is one of the major reasons Dr. Dupree decided to be a part of this, because any opportunity that gives students the chance to get a career can never be passed up.
Thank you so much, Ebony. You know, this was just an incredible vision, an incredible idea. We're so thankful to you for participating and getting the word out and having your students in your organization, the people impacted by what you all do, have them have the opportunity to participate. Caring is sharing, and we know that that hard work that you all are doing on a weekly, daily, yearly basis, it does make the difference. So I definitely want to take a moment and thank you for that. I know you have a few students that are nearby that are prepared to go ahead and share what their experience was like and how they're excited about the event and the opportunity. So if you want to introduce one of them and have them chime in, that would be great.
Absolutely. Next, I'll have up Rashida Henry, who was also Rashonda Herring, I'm sorry, that was also there at the workshop on Tuesday. Hold one second.
Hello.
Greetings, Rashonda. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Again, I'm Rachel Moore. Just glad you took the time out to share your experience and spread the word. We want to hear from you what the experience was like for you on Tuesday and what opportunity do you see for yourself?
I personally found the workshop to be very inspirational. I thought the ladies of NABWIC, they're very positive. They're rare because they were actually willing to help. It wasn't about a handout. They were giving knowledge. All the professionals there, they were great. They knew everything about their field. I was particularly interested in the guy who tested the safety of the water, because we got into a conversation about Flint, Michigan, and he explained how the politicians maybe were turning a blind eye to it. And I found that quite interesting. So all in all, I think it was worth going. I had a great time, and I truly enjoyed the ladies of NABWIC. I give a special thanks to Ms. Ebony and Ms. Dr. Dupree, and also Ms. McNeil, because she was great. She was great. She made sure we got up and we mingled and networked.
Wow. And thank you, Rashonda, for participating. Listen, Rashonda, is this the type of event, and is this the type of information and opportunity that you would want more people like you in your age bracket, in your community, more people that are like you, your peers? Is this the type of information and event that you would be excited about them hearing about and knowing
yes,
about?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They should. Everyone should.
Awesome. So be sure to spread the word. We know that you're probably on social media, but talk about your experience. Let everyone know that there's an opportunity available. Go ahead and point them in the right direction and introduce them. Like you said, the women of NABWIC are very warm and welcoming, and all the companies that were there, they're looking to encourage and build and train anyone and everyone who puts their best foot forward and that approaches for this opportunity. And so we thank you for being one of the first people there, because we need you guys to get the word out to others so that they are inspired and encouraged to step out to maybe an industry that they've never heard of, never thought about, and that don't even realize that there's an opportunity available. They need people, their own peer, to say, hey, look, this is what's happening. And so, Rashonda, we're looking forward to you doing that. That's your way of giving back, and we look forward to working with you in the future. So I know that you guys have another student that
yes,
participated
that's
on standby. So let's go ahead and pass this on to introduce
Rodney.
Them.
Yes, hold on.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Rodney. We're glad that you took time out to share your experience. Talk about how you enjoyed the event, what you experienced, and the opportunity you see for yourself.
Yeah. It was very nice to be there because I wasn't expecting for it to be as big as it was because I didn't know that the industry had that many people and that many jobs available there. But in all, it was a great experience. I got to meet a lot of people and talk about how the water and sewer industry works.
Well, first off, Rodney, we want you to know that this is only the beginning. The event was well planned and well attended, but we're looking for it to get bigger. If you heard from Ms. Amino earlier, this is a big opportunity that's opening up in the area.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of work available, and we're going to need more and more people, so we'll be looking for you to spread the word. What interested you most there at the event? And, hey, did you enjoy the food?
Oh, yeah, the food was great. What interested me the most was the part when we went around and we had talked to some of the sponsors for the for some of the industries that was there. That's the most part that interested me the most when I sat down and had the conversations with them.
Do you feel, Rodney, that you were exposed to some new concepts, new ideas, maybe things that you had never considered or even thought about in the past? Do you feel that this event exposed you to some things that now you can begin to research and take interest in?
Yeah, it exposed me to a lot of opportunities that they have inside the Department of the Water and Sewer.
Wow. So listen, we want to thank you for attending the event. We want to thank you for being a part of this call. And just like I told Rashonda, we need you to spread the word. Sometimes your peers are going to hear something. They're going to be more inspired by something maybe that you say before maybe one of us, because they know you, they can relate to you, and so on. So make them feel comfortable. Spread the word. Tell them what's going on and help them plug in. Okay, Rodney?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And listen, we want everyone on the line to know that you can tap into NABWIC. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And we want to be a part of making a change and impacting this community. We're located at www.nabwic.org. There you can go on, learn more about NABWIC, consider being a part of NABWIC, becoming a member and becoming a part, being a guest on one of our future shows. Sign up for the newsletter. And everyone that's on the line, listen, there will be a link available. Spread the word, share the link, text it out, email it. Get on Facebook and share, tweet on Twitter, and all the other social media outlets. Make sure that no one that would want this opportunity, make sure that they don't miss this opportunity just for not knowing about the information and nobody told them. So listen, that's the way to give back. That's something each and every one of us can do. So listen, if you're on the line and you haven't jumped in yet, or even if you have jumped in yet, if you've had a thought and you want to go ahead and share it, you think it matters, you think it would impact someone, go ahead and feel free to press 1 on your line and share. So should we be going back to Ms. Ebony Johnson? Do you have anything else that you would like to add before we close?
Yes, I had got an email from you guys, I think, yesterday, and I had checked
Rodney?
It.
Is this Rodney?
Yes, this is.
Okay, welcome back, Rodney. So tell us more about this email.
Yeah, the email was showing me documentation that I may need to bring to Northside, I think, on the 28th or 29th. Mm-hmm. It's a meeting for the workshop, correct?
Well, let us get back with you on that. I'm not sure about the email you received, but you can definitely contact us directly if you have any questions, or just respond to the email if you have any questions or if you need more clarity on what you need to do. But we definitely don't want you to miss anything. We want you to be clear on where you need to show up again. You've already had that first step of showing up and what you need to bring. So we will definitely get that information over to you through another email or through Ms. Ebony Johnson. Okay, Rodney?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. So listen, I want to give each and every one of you an opportunity to go ahead and press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to make a comment and be a part of the show. And with that said, I will be going back over to Ms. Ann McNeil to maybe give some closing comments And again, I will acknowledge you if you press 1. If you were not at the event and you have a question or you have insight or you would like to share something, if you have been a part of the construction industry and you didn't even realize that this was going on in water and sewer and you just are glad to be listening in on the show today, feel free to press 1, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your and your reaction to this show today. So, Anne, let's go back over to you with any additional comments. I know that you have a wealth of information about all of these things. So jump in and give more information and insight to what's going on.
All right, Rachel, I just want to also mention that, and Angela alluded to this earlier, the fact that our goal initially was to only award 10 scholarships, and we were able from our sponsors and the participants in the audience to give a scholarship to every single person in the room who came as a student and a young adult. And one person in particular that I wanted to just bring up is one of our members. Her name is Rachel Lucas. She brought her son, and I think her son may be 12 years old. And he was out of school for the summer. He was sitting with her at lunch, and, of course, most of you know that one of my McNeilisms is that when we go places with each other, please do not sit together. And so I went over to her and asked her son to come with me so that I could move him to another table. Well, little did any of us know that when the program was over, and the speaker, who was Hardeep, the chief engineer at Miami-Dade Water and Sewer, and he asked a question of the audience, anybody have any questions? Nobody raised their hands. All of a sudden, this little hand goes up, and who was it? It was Rachel Lucas's son, and he asked a very good question. But just for the mere fact that he did raise his hand and ask a question, at the time when it came time for sponsors, Hardeep decided to sponsor her son. And I'm sharing that small story to just share with those individuals that will be listening to this show in the future how important it is for all of us to think about how important water is. You know, we drink it, we wash our hands with it, we bathe with it, you know, we go to the bathroom and we flush the toilet, and we never really think about where does that water come from, where does it go. Well, this career, the future of this industry is huge. And I just wanted to share that brief story because when you think about a career in any industry, you cannot get any better than water. Because
exactly.
It is such a, yes, think about it, it's such a resource that you will always need. That individual will always have a job as long as
yes.
You think about moving forward in the industry. And that's the other thing that was so powerful about the event, because many of the individuals that spoke to us did not have a degree, college degree. Many of them started, and our whole focus in this particular workshop was for individuals who are not college bound.
Mm-hmm.
Not college bound. That's empowering. Empowering. That is encouraging. And I just wanted to just share that because I think that as we move forward in this industry and as we continue to look at this particular workshop and preparing for the next workshop, which the next one will be Tri-County, we're also preparing for our Industry Day program, which will be held in October, focusing on the transportation industry. So we at NABWIC, we are the voice of not just black women in construction, but I think it's very clear now that we are a voice in the construction industry, and we represent our community first. And so connecting the dots, we're just very honored and pleased and proud to represent everyone in our community, and you can read between those lines, if you will, use your sanctified imagination. Thank you.
Yes.
Rachel, back
yes,
to you.
Yes, and don't go, but I just want everyone to know, listen, each and every one of us, on an average, we use around 150 to 250 gallons of water every single day, and all of the other additional uses that we don't even realize. Water is used to manufacture things, to transport people and goods, to generate electricity. One of the things Ann missed, and I wanted to jump in, but I didn't want to interrupt her. I mean, we cook with water. We drink it. We swim in it. We wash our clothes. I mean, we use water every day. We water our grass. And so we need to understand that this is an industry that we will always need. And I think it's amazing the way you said, listen, you will always have a job if you become a professional in this industry and you learn a craft or you contribute to this industry in a special way. So, Anne, you know, I know we're coming up to a close, but I know that you were one of the initial people that had this idea and created this vision. What are some of the next steps that we're looking to do? I know we have our first 50 students. They have their scholarships. What are some of the things that we're looking to do in the next year that we're planning and organizing and putting together and finding the companies and the people that will contribute to making this happen? What are we looking to have happen over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, Rachel, before I go there, I also want to publicly thank Adriana Lamar and Summer Davis, because on behalf of Miami-Dade Water and Sewer, they were tremendous in helping pull all of this together on the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer side in very short notice. And so, you know, we do want to give honor where honor is due. We also had many different sponsors that were very, very helpful in actually sponsoring the entire cost of the event. And so as a part of that sponsorship, we always want to make sure that they know how much we appreciate them, because many of them, we go back to them month after month, event after event, and we never want to take it for granted that they will always be there for us. So companies like CH2M Hill, AECOM, PCI, MCM, Everett Painting. I know Shirley's on the phone, and we really want to thank her for her continued sponsorship all the time and her support. Like I said, MCM, they were our breakfast sponsor, and Atkins was our breakfast sponsor, and MCM was our luncheon sponsor, one of the two. And we want to just thank them for their sponsorship at that level. And again, PCI and many of the other companies like AECOM and CH2M Hill have always come through. So want to thank them for that, Rachel. But in terms of the future, right now we want to focus on those individuals that did actually receive that sponsorship. Because of their sponsorship, we are able to begin to plan the process along with Career Source and along with Dr. Tucker's organization, and having them prepared to go to the next step. And the next step for them is going to be actually going through the process of getting that certification application in. And Ebony, I think y'all are still on the line, but we will be getting back with you through Nefreda Thomas. She's not on the phone, but I just want to also, on behalf of all of us from NABWIC as members, want to thank Nefreda for her leadership and support in this effort. So we will be getting back with the school and helping them to go through that process for the application for the certification, and then we're going to be also looking at some other supportive services from our members in terms of putting in place a mentoring process for the students, because each student is sponsored by a sponsor. So those are some next steps for us right now, Rachel.
Awesome. Listen, thank you, Ms. Ann McNeil, for your vision, for all that you do. You've poured into me. You've inspired and poured into so many of us that are on the line. We all owe you many thanks, and we all in so many ways are, of course, trying to give back and help you, help the organization, help the community, be a part of the vision in our own way. But listen, so much gratitude to you, and like you said, all of the other companies that participated, that sponsored, and all of the other members and even non-members that contributed to putting this event together. We have heard from the students. It made a difference in their lives. They are excited about getting out and spreading the word. And whether they participate in the water and sewer industry or not, I believe that this event and the impact that meeting these people had on them is still going to impact their lives and inspire them in whatever they decide to do. And that's part of our purpose. That's part of what we do. So thanks to you and thanks to all involved. Listen, if you're listening to this show today, we invite you, if you missed the beginning of it, we want you to know that it is archived. You can listen on an archived archive listen. You can just find us here on Blog Talk. That's www.blogtalk.com/NABWIC. I will be texting out the short link. We encourage you to go ahead and forward that text to as many people as you like, whether they're a part of the construction industry or not, whether they're a part of water and sewer or not, whether they're in Miami or not. You never know who you might reach. It may not be for them, but they may have a child, a neighbor, or someone that they know, one of their students. If you know teachers that that have access to students and their students are not a part of the organizations that that participated and their students didn't get the opportunity, there still may be a way in the future to get young people or other folks in the community that are looking for an opportunity, there still may be a way in the future to help get them involved, and that's what we want to do. Again, visit our website. That's www.nabwic.org. There, consider joining our organization. Be a part of our vision and what we're looking to do. Sign on to start receiving the newsletter and be a guest on one of our future shows. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction and the related fields, and we would love to be in communication with you. Also, again, and I know I've said it several times, but feel free to email, text, tweet, share on Facebook and any of the other social media outlets. We are committed to getting the word out, and we need your help. So listen, I am Rachel Moore. It has been a blessing to me to be a part of this show, to be a host of this show. I appreciate everyone who called in and listened, everyone who called in and participated and spoke and shared their stories, and we want to help move this show by tweeting it and getting it out. So we're just going to go on to our closing commercial here. But, again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of the show today. This is Rachel Moore signing off, and thank you.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.
There are places to shop, and then there are shopping destinations, like Simon Premium Outlets. Here, there's always something new to discover. New styles, new brands, and always amazing prices. Simon Premium Outlets. Exceptional brands up to 65% off.
At St. Augustine Premium Outlets, discover the best of the season during our incredible July 4th clearance sale. Don't miss out on special offers on exceptional brands. Already up to 65% off July 1st through July 4th. St. Augustine Premium Outlets, a Simon Center.
That isn't just the sound of the 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, and more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form commands attention, while its more powerful, fuel-efficient engine demands to be driven. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz C-Class.